I'm here with Jonathan French, Senior Director, Health Information Systems at HIMSS North America. Jonathan is joining us today to talk about the HIMSS Davies Award of Excellence and some changes in the application process for 2017. Jonathan, good to hear your voice, and thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me again, Rod.
Well, for those of our listeners who are new to the Davies Award of Excellence, can you give us a brief overview of what this award recognizes and you know, what are you really trying to measure through that?
Thanks for the question, Rod. Over the years, Davies has transitioned from an award that initially recognized an outstanding implementation of health IT and electronic health records. And now the award is the HIMSS highest recognition of organizations that have demonstrated sustainable value enabled through that health IT. So it really is our highest value award. Winners must detail replicable best practices for using health IT to improve patient outcomes. And some examples of those outcomes would be demonstrating they've reduced mortality rates, length of stay, similar things in hospitals, readmissions, and then in an ambulatory setting, improving chronic disease management and outcomes. Another area that we like to see value from is patient safety, which can be improving or reducing the number of hospital-acquired infections, medication errors, and pressure ulcers. And while at the same time, we ideally like to see that those organizations are generating cost savings and improved revenue through improved care and improved business practices enabled through health information technology.
Well, who's eligible for this award?
So we have a couple of different categories. We have our Enterprise Award, and the Enterprise Award is more hospital-focused, acute care hospitals, academic medical centers, community hospitals, specialty hospitals. They're all eligible. It's important to note that organizations applying for the Enterprise Award have to be a Stage 6 or Stage 7 on the HIMSS Analytics EMR adoption model, so they have to present those scores as a prerequisite. The Enterprise Award is also open to integrated care delivery networks. Those can be large health systems that deliver acute care but also have lots of specialties and ambulatory practices under their wings. Our second category is ambulatory. That can be single practice physicians all the way up to large ambulatory groups and specialists. Those organizations must be fully electronic at the point of care to apply. And our third category is community health. It's very similar to ambulatory in terms of the type of care that's delivered, but it's open for federally qualified community health centers, rural health centers, migrant health centers, and school clinics that are fully electronic at the point of care.
So it's a broad range of eligibility, lots of different types of providers.
Exactly. And we've recognized winners in the public health space, in the long-term care and behavioral health space that will fit into these categories. The important part is we want to see that organizations can present replicable best practice guidance for using health IT to improve care outcomes. And if they have the ability to present that story coupled with evidence that IT has enabled those improvements, they will likely receive a Davies Award.
So at the outset, we mentioned that the award process, the application process, has some changes compared to previous years. So starting in 2017, some changes. Can you highlight for us what those are?
Yes. In the last 5 years, applicants have had to submit case studies to be considered for the Davies Award. And then we would select the best case studies and do site visits to validate those applicants before selecting our winners. We've changed that process. This year, we're asking for organizations, of course, first to reach out to me and do a pre-submission level setting call. And then instead of submitting case studies, we're going to ask them to take the HIMSS Value Score Survey. The Value Score Survey is a web-based tool where an applicant will answer a series of questions, and then an algorithm will create a value score. The survey is much simpler. It's a significantly less writing burden that we had in the case study format, and organizations will have an opportunity to ID the health information technology that has produced value. They have an opportunity to identify what kind of value those IT interventions have produced, and then they can provide data that validates that those improvements have happened. Organizations that get a high score on the value score will move forward to a site visit. I can talk more about that in a second. But even organizations that don't move forward in the Davies process will receive valuable analysis from him, identifying why they received the score they did and what opportunities they have to improve value. For the folks who do move forward, we'll do a half-a-day site visit, and we'll ask that those organizations present a series of PowerPoints identifying specific clinical and business problems that they've improved using Health IT. Our enterprise applicants will present three of those stories in a PowerPoint format, and ambulatory and community health center organizations will present two of those stories. If those organizations are selected as the Davies winner following the site visit, those PowerPoints will become the new case studies that we present on the HIMSS Value Suite and in the on the HIMSS Davies page.
So what would be the next step then once they did that?
Once they did that, they would be recognized. Our winners will be recognized for HIMSS North America. They'll be recognized at the HIMSS Annual Conference and Exhibition. The Davies Award is open for international applicants, so folks from Europe will be recognized at World of Health IT, and applicants from Asia will be recognized at the Asia PAC Conference. Again, so step one, contact Jonathan French and do a pre-submission interview. Step two, take the value score. Step three, if you're a high scorer, you would do the site visit and present the PowerPoints. If those PowerPoints demonstrate that a replicable best practice for improving care through and improving business outcomes through the use of IT, along with our minimum level of evidence required to show sustainable value and improvement, you will be a Davies winner.
All right. Well, you mentioned that some of this change is to reduce the writing burden, et cetera. So what kind of resources should an organization apply towards this process, and what kind of expectations should there be, and personnel data requirements? What kind of time is involved in applying for this?
Well, we're hopeful it'll be less time than the old process where folks had to author anywhere from 30 to 40 pages worth of case studies before they even received a date, you know, consideration. We recommend that organizations, prior to doing the value survey, put together an outline through a multidisciplinary collaborative process, identifying all the IT interventions and all the potential value that they believe that they've achieved, and then identify of those values which ones have specific data that provides evidence of those values, and to create that in an outline. Because once you start the value score, it's not something that you can exit in and out of to get more information. One person needs to be the gatekeeper and will ultimately upload all the information into the value score survey itself. The value score has a couple of different pieces. Most of it is, you know, essentially checking off boxes about what kind of IT you're using and what type of value you're achieving. But the final part of the value score are narrative boxes where you have to input data. For example, if you're talking about your bundle set utilization for improving sepsis mortality, you would put in a data point at what you were at the beginning of the project and how it improved. So bundle set utilization will go from 50% to 98% for sepsis. And then as a result, you would present in the next text box that your mortality rate dropped 20% or whatever that data would indicate over the same period of time. So it does require some prep, but again, there's not that significant writing burden that would be associated with writing 3 to 4 8-page long case studies prior to even getting Davies consideration.
So what kind of dates should people be aware of, and where can people go to begin this process and learn more?
Excellent. Well, the Value Score is a product that HIMSS offers, not just for Davies applicants, but for all interested healthcare organizations. And you can submit for the Value Score and the feedback that comes from HIMSS and the analysis on value right now. That is open. For Davies consideration, our window opened on January 1st, and organizations that want to be considered for the 2017 Davies must complete the value survey by June 30th of this year. All the site visits will take place following your submission for the value score, but we want to complete all the site visits by October 1st. Any folks who start the value score survey after July 1st of this year would receive consideration for the 2018 award, not the 2017 award.
Excellent.
As far as getting more information, they can reach out to me at jfrench@hims.org, and I'd strongly encourage that. You can also get information on our website, www.hims.org/Davies. That is D-A-V-I-E-S, Davies.
All right. Thank you. Jonathan French, a Senior Director, Health Information Systems at HIMSS North America. Thanks for sharing with us the new process for the Davies Award, Jonathan.
Thank you, Rob.